The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. Jesus speaks about divorce. When Jesus had finished these sayings, he left Galilee and arrived at the border of Judea, on the other side of the Jordan River. Large crowds followed him, and there, too, he healed their sick. Some Pharisees approached him. They wanted to test him and asked him, "Is a man allowed to divorce his wife for any reason he wants?" Jesus replied, "Have you not read that in the beginning the Creator made them male and female? And the Creator said, 'Therefore a man shall leave father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one body.' So they are no longer two, but one body. Let no one separate what God has joined." They asked him, "Then why did Moses command us to write a bill of dismissal in order to divorce?" Jesus replied, "Moses knew the hardness of your hearts, so he allowed you to divorce your wives. But it was not so in the beginning. Therefore I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless it be for immorality, and marries another, commits adultery." The disciples said, "If that is the condition of a married man, it is better not to marry." Jesus said to them, "Not everybody can accept what you have just said, but only those who have received this gift. There are eunuchs born so from their mother's womb. Some have been made that way by others. But there are some who have given up the possibility of marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Let the one who can accept it, accept it." Jesus and the children. Then little children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples scolded those who brought them. Jesus then said, "Let the children be. Don't hinder them from coming to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are humble like these children." Jesus laid his hands on them and went away. The rich young man. It was then that a young man approached him and asked, "Master, what good work must I do to receive eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you ask me about what is good? One only is good. If you want to enter eternal life, keep the commandments." The young man said, "Which commandments?" Jesus replied, "Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have kept all these commandments. What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell all that you possess, and give the money to the poor, and you will become the owner of treasure in heaven. Then come back and follow me." On hearing this, the young man went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes, believe me, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." On hearing this, the disciples were astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and answered, For human beings it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Then Peter spoke up and said, You see, we have given up everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Jesus answered, You who have followed me, listen to my words. On the day of renewal, when the Son of Man sits on his throne in glory, you also will sit on 12 thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. As for those who have left houses, brothers, sisters, father, mother, children, or property, for my name's sake, they will receive 100-fold and be given eternal life. Many who are now first will be last, and many who are now last will be first.